Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's On the Move, where we're here with Chris Foshee, Senior Brand and Marketing Manager at Red Classic. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you doing today?
Thanks. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. This is fun to finally be a part of one of these.
Yes, I'm so excited. And you did specifically ask me what candle I had, so I will make sure that I show it. I got this for Mother's Day, and I'm outdoorsy. I like to drink on patios because my husband knows me very well that I actually don't want to like go camping or anything like that. I like doing campfires and like eating s'mores and making like popcorn over the fire or like having outdoor activities on a patio, but I'm not going into the woods.
Just the season for it, though. I mean, yeah. It is good to get outdoors and drink whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. The weather here in Cleveland has finally started to turn in a nice way and hopefully keeping it a consistent way because that's really the trouble. It goes up and down a lot here. And we are just weeks away from our Elevate conference in New Orleans. So I've already put that on my weather app to be tracking their weather. So I'm very excited and I'm excited to have you here. This will actually be your first Elevate, which is very exciting. Red Classic has been a long supporter of TMSA, but excited that we get to have you this year. But I want to hear more about your marketing career and just you a little bit. So I'm curious, when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I kind of wanted to be everything. I bounced around a lot from like, I wanted to be the guy who rode on the back of the garbage trucks to like a professional rodeo clown. But I always loved writing. So, I mean, I would like write stories to like the National Enquirer, like, you know, Bat Boy found living or, you know, Bigfoot. And I would submit stories. They never published anything. But that kind of led me, I guess, kind of fostered my passion for writing, which eventually led me into the field of like comms and marketing.
I love that. My son, Garbage Man, is big on his list. We have little shirts that say like Future Garbage Man. And I have one of my cousin's husbands works for the city. So we've actually got to like go and see. He got to like hit a button that like crunched things. And it was the coolest thing.
Living the dream.
Living the dream for sure. I also was a young writer. I wanted to be a journalist for when I was a little kid, and that's how I started my career. But that the writing, I don't know how often you go back to those early writings, but it is rough.
Yeah, I would say I was I got a job as a sports editor right out of college. And even going back and reading some of those articles where I'm like, oh, yeah, I know it's still, you know, it's a craft that you just keep getting better at.
Yes, I even was laughing because when I was working as a journalist, probably like 12, 13, 14 years ago, we had like very early video coverage of like, and I was an industry reporter, but we had this green room and we would just sit and like tell the news. We had like a teleprompter and it was so old school. And I watched some of those videos recently and I was like, oh, these should not come out for people to watch, but it is cool. And it was, I mean, I learned so much about like video and how to tell stories and how to think about things differently and what your audience is looking for and what they need. So you really do like grow as you go. But yeah, looking back at some of or like my angsty teenage writing is always really funny to see. I'm like, oh yeah, that is rough.
Yeah, I remember a story. I was, a sports reporter. So I'm like writing about, you know, this game. And then I'm just going into so much detail about the squint on the pitcher's face and, you know, just it's like, no, they just want to know how many runs were scored and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, the difference between like creative writing and reporting are different things. I'm always the opposite. Like it's when I'm trying to write creatively that I just get to the point and people are like, you need to tell a story and you need to like give details. I'm like, okay. And then I feel like I'm giving so much and they're still like, no, develop the characters more and stuff. But that's so actually this wasn't even intentional, but our keynote speaker at Elevate is talking about the power of storytelling. And I think that's probably why I gravitated to that, because as a business professional, there is a mix between telling the story, but telling it in the way that your audience wants to hear it. And whether that audience is like your public audience who's following you on social media, or if you're a sales rep, the person that you're talking to in the call, or your face-to-face, or marketing on a podcast. So I really am excited for that session, because we should be thinking about things as we're working and as we're working and crafting who our businesses are, who our brands are, and how we want people to know us.
Yeah, it really drives that connection. I mean, it kind of goes back to, you know, the Neanderthal days, like stories connect us, and marketing is no different. I mean, it is still just as powerful, and it definitely in telling your brand story.
Mm-hmm. So when you were younger, you found the love of writing and kind of shaped that into a career. When did you know? So you said you were doing like sports and stuff, but when did you know that you wanted to be a marketer?
It probably wasn't until college. I was originally a nursing major, which I don't know what I was thinking, because I have no bedside manner at all. But it was probably shortly after the first lab we took, and I had to identify all the different names of the bones laid out on a table, and they were all very confusing and in Latin. And I do a good job to speak English most days. So afterwards I was like, yeah, I might just need to lean into some of my natural strengths, maybe writing. And that's what kind of led me into communications and marketing.
Hmm. And so I was looking over your career, and you've been in a lot of different facets for marketing. So I'm curious, what are some of the biggest marketing trends that you've seen over the course of your career?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about like surprising, but really the value and power of like building a community around your brand, like those brand ambassadors, whether they're like internal or external, they can just be a really good, powerful storyteller for you in a genuine way that I think conveys a lot better than, you know, any piece of content out there. I mean, you know, word of mouth is definitely, you know, the most trusted source of advertising and marketing. But when you can get people to kind of come to bat to for you and really connect your story, I mean, it's just incredibly powerful. And seeing that kind of over the years, I mean, every time I'm just kind of like, wow, this really, really works. And they do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Mm-hmm. And so you started your career more on the consumer facing marketing side, correct? And then you kind of came into business. So I obviously I went on your LinkedIn and saw, and so you worked at Cedar Fair, which, I mean, I live by Sandusky, so Cedar Point is something I'm very familiar with. But I'm curious how you took that. So we're talking about the power of building your brand and having, you know, people speak on behalf of your brands. Like, that's a concept that kind of came from the consumer world. But how do you then translate that into the B2B market?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to our original point. We're all just telling stories. We're really creating a personality for our brand, really showcasing the ins and outs, the depth of it. And I think when you can get that to the surface and connect with your audience and find out, you know, that it is resonating with them, that's really what it's all about. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're marketing a roller coaster or transportation, it's all comes down to really knowing who you are. Knowing your brand, I think, is very important. And then being able to tell that accurately in a way that connects. And, you know, there are various ways. I would say, you know, a lot of content creation that I brought in that I learned kind of from the consumer facing stuff that still transition. I mean, it's still whatever tools you can use to tell your story.
Great. How did you then find yourself in transportation and logistics from working for more of those consumer side brands?
Yeah, it wasn't really the industry that pulled me in. It was the organization. Red Classic is a wholly owned subsidiary of Coca-Cola Consolidated. They're the nation's largest bottler and a great place to work anywhere, I guess, kind of around the Charlotte area. They're kind of known for, you know, just great benefits and resources and career development. And I definitely have learned that since my time there. And it was really that kind of brought me in. And, you know, I love marketing. So regardless of what I'm marketing. You know, it's really just the work. So I'd say that's what kind of left me in there. And, you know, it was a challenge and, you know, I wanted a challenge and I got one.
So people always say that once you end up in this industry, you don't leave. So have you found like a passion and a love for transportation and logistics?
It is. I mean, the people are really the game changers. I mean, you know, from the front line to the back, I mean, it's good hangs with a bunch of good people that are extremely hardworking and, you know, just want to push forward. And, you know, I can definitely get behind that.
Well, I love that. I do think that's true. I know for myself, I found myself here and then, you know, jumped into my role at TMSA to continue to work in the space and help people in the space. And we met virtually a little over a year ago, probably now. And you were like, hey, I understand marketing. I know marketing. I'm learning this industry. How do I do that? And I was like, well, I feel like you've come to the right place because that's what part of what TMSA tries to do is help educate. And I really appreciated because you actually went into our member portal and you looked at the resources that we had. And so I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about your journey with coming into TMSA and how you utilized the organization to help you develop as a professional.
Such a tremendous help. I was kind of just thrown into the fire like most marketers are. It was a new position. And again, I was kind of just standing in the middle of the forest without a compass and just like, all right, like, where do I even start? And, you know, everything from like the basics of Transportation 101, the case studies, the benchmarks, you know, as I'm doing our brand study, it was just a reliable source to just build that foundation. And, you know, and I'm still building that up. And as I get going, the fireside chats, the webinars that you guys do, keeps me informed and keeps me sharp and, you know, learns market conditions, best practices and stuff like that. But it also makes me feel connected, you know, just being a department of one and, you know, knowing that similar people are out there fighting the good fight and facing the same troubles. It's nice to know.
Yes, I think I remember when we talked, I was like, oh, we have this Transportation 101. It lives inside the member portal. There's a few different iterations. And I do think that's so important for people coming in to the industry. And we also have like some basic marketing sales stuff. And then we dive into deeper content on that as well. And it's industry specific. And I feel like part of why we do that is because people are coming into their positions from different perspectives. People are coming in completely out of the industry, or maybe they do actually have a ton of industry knowledge. And so they're now tasked with making content for their team, but they don't have the marketing experience. So how do they do that? And so we try to be kind of a safe haven for all of those people and to provide resources and content for them. So it always meant a lot to me. Like, we talk so much about our events and they're awesome. Like, I'm so excited that you get to come to Elevate this year. We've planned so much for the event. It's coming up June 9th through 11th in New Orleans, but we also do have resources for members year round for them to access. So I was really excited that you were so pumped to get in there and learn.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a, you guys do a great job and it's a dependable source. You know, you can Google anything and get four different articles that are really just saying the same thing. They're just kind of, okay, well, how do I use this? It is applicable and it is trustworthy. And, you know, really the conversations are quite insightful.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're always looking for new ways that we can create content and education for our members in the industry. So if anyone listening, or Chris, if you have ideas of like, hey, this is the trend I actually want to learn about, like, we're always game to hear that and try to put it into motion in either our educational lineup at one of our events or in our webinar series or the LinkedIn Lives and all that. So, but we do have Elevate coming up. In just a few weeks at this point, we have a countdown tracker on the event page, which I look at frequently. It's scary, but exciting because we are really excited to have people come. So it is your first time attending. If people watching are interested in registering, you can scan the QR code if you're watching the video. If you're listening on the audio, it's events.tmsatoday.org. But I'm curious, what are you looking forward to most coming to your first Elevate conference?
I think it's easy to say like New Orleans because it is definitely my favorite city. There is not a bad meal in that place, I'm pretty sure. And just the music everywhere you go, it's just hidden gem after hidden gem. It's a delight everywhere you go. But also connecting with peers. I couldn't make it last year because I just had a kid. But excited to go to this year again, kind of as a department of one, looking forward to like kind of building my network. Just chatting and, maybe some therapy as well, just like, I can't quite get to push this across the line. And, that support with my fellow marketers.
Yes, I think it's a really great space to be able to have real conversations. This industry, the market is tough right now. And so being able to come together and talk about some of those things and what's working for you and what's not working for you. And then we also celebrate the successes. We have an awards night and we will look at the best marketing and sales campaigns that we have going on. And we recognize rising stars in the industry. So the up and coming people who were nominated by their companies. And it's so cool to see that. And then we used to recognize our mountain movers who are like the top sales and marketing professionals at Elevate, but we actually moved that to our executive summit. So people were actually in the process of accepting applications for that. So if people want to nominate, you can scan the QR code here. But it's just really exciting to come together and celebrate. And of course, TMSA itself is celebrating 100 years of serving the industry, which is a phenomenal feat and been a really rewarding experience for me to kind of lead us through that. So there's a ton of stuff in store. And we try to really embrace, like you said, New Orleans is awesome. Like, it's so much fun. It's part of why we picked that location for our 100 years. One of the things I'm most looking forward to is we're doing a second line, so a parade through the streets of New Orleans on Sunday night to conclude our opening cocktail reception. So super pumped about that. We will have live music on awards night and just kind of embracing that field. I'm excited to eat many beignets while I'm down there because you have to. And
oh yeah.
Just really looking forward to that. And we really do try to embrace the networking side of things. So we add all the optional networking opportunities as well. So really excited about it. Really excited to have you there. Excited that Red Classic is sponsoring. So they're helping us to be able to put on the show that we do. So just appreciative of all that. Excited you get to come. One last question for you that I like to ask everybody who comes on the show. If you could go back in time and talk to a younger Chris, and this could be a personal or a professional answer, when would you go back to, and what would you ask or what would you tell him?
I have been thinking of this question far more than I care to admit. I mean, really just some existential meditation over here.
Well, that's why I send the questions ahead of time, so you're not thrown off guard.
Yeah, I think, just keep swimming, kind of, Dory from Nemo, just keep showing up. But really just, be yourself, show up with whoever, everything you are, everything you've been. Because when you show up to work, you're not only, presenting your work, you're bringing an element of yourself that only you can bring. And I think marketing is, such a wonderful field that, your personal experience and your personality can really be inserted in your work and give it a genuine feel and, really empower it.
I think that's great advice, especially like the just keep swinging part and just like the authenticity of yourself. I feel like there's been a lot of conversations, especially in marketing, about how in sales, people want to buy from people, not from companies. And so inserting yourself and being like leading with our humanity, especially through some harder times, can be really rewarding and good for yourself, good for the business, good for everyone involved in the process. So I think that's some really good advice that you're trying to give past Chris.
Awesome.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for appearing on an episode of On the Move. We are welcoming our members to sign up to be on the show. And I'm looking for my QR code. Here it is. It'll pop up in the corner. But if you're interested in being a guest on the show, go ahead and scan and submit. We want to celebrate our members and all of the awesome work that you guys are doing and be able to have real conversations about what's going on in the industry today. So thank you, Chris, for your time today. And I am excited to meet you in a few weeks in New Orleans.
Awesome. See you in NOLA.
Have a good one.